Consumer Watchdog, who authored the report, calls the practice surveillance price gouging. Justin Klosko is with Consumer Watchdog. He says the information companies gather on shoppers is varied.
This data can comprise of anything from your location to your age to whether you are going somewhere for lunch or, you know, have a family member that died and you need to buy an airplane ticket. You know, companies know this and they figure out how much you're willing to pay for something.
The report comes during the busiest shopping period of the year. The way companies gather information comes through various means, according to the report.
There's a whole kind of black market for data that they acquire directly through notice and consent disclosures, you know, buried in legalese. They collect a lot of data or from third parties. There's a whole industry where data brokers sell data to companies.
Companies use the information to narrow down a consumer's particular wants or needs, Klosko says, and that's when the trap is set.
It was found that people on the Target app, when they were searching for a TV, for example, it was $500 about. But once that person entered the company's parking lot, that price went up $100. Same thing with like the Apple wristwatch and like a car seat.
The report says that a group of California DAs found that Target had figured out that once a consumer is within the vicinity of the store, that consumer will be willing to pay more for an item.
And that ended up being illegal. This was a case in California, and Target had to pay like $5 million in penalties, and they had to stop their geofencing practices.
Other examples included the online travel site Orbitz, which charged Mac users more for hotel stays than other consumers. The report also showed that companies also gouged people based on ethnicity. Again, Justin Klosko with Consumer Watchdog.
The Prison Review, the test rep company, they were charging customers more money when they found that when they lived in zip codes that contained a larger Asian population, for example.
And the study also shows that surveillance price gouging disproportionately impacts lower income people.
People with the less means to pay are actually paying more. And historically, people of lower income do pay more for, say, for like groceries, for example.
Consumer Watchdog says every state has unfair business and competition laws. But as technology evolves, the existing data privacy laws may not be strong enough to crack down on a lot of these practices. Consumer Watchdog says consumers should contact their elected representatives to look into the practice and formulate stronger regulations against it. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.